At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A major backup on northbound I-35 in Dallas continues at this hour. A truck hauling chicken parts lost its load early this morning, spilling the debris and causing multiple wrecks. Authorities are still searching for the 18-wheeler that left the mess behind. Meanwhile, the interstate near Reunion Park is still closed. Traffic is forced to exit at Reunion Boulevard, use Lamar or Hotel Street as an alternate. A new program in Dallas for those caught with less than 4 ounces of marijuana was supposed to go into effect next month, but that's now uncertain. The city council approved cite and release back in April. It would issue court summonses to people instead of arresting them. However, the Dallas Morning News reports the program can't move forward without Dallas County's cooperation, and Commissioner John Wiley Price says it's dead on arrival for the county. His letter to the Dallas Police Department's assistant police chief said he's concerned about uneven enforcement, bureaucratic procedures, and costs. Price's letter says it's written on behalf of Dallas County, but two of his fellow commissioners say while they share Price's concerns, the program still has a chance. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court is not expected to vote on cite and release until next month. Our American Graduate Champions Project profiles people making a difference in the lives of North Texas children. Jeannie Greenidge teaches at O'Banion Middle School in Garland. She says one of her teachers had a lasting impact on her and inspired her to teach.
Having that relationship with Mary Neely in the drama class at McNally Composite High School in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, had literally saved my life. I was homeless. I was living in a laundromat for a couple of weeks, and she is the one who had to take me in. I knew that that relationship had made everything else possible.
Greenidge coordinates a program at O'Banion Middle School called AVID, A-V-I-D, or Advancement Via Individual Determination. She says her experiences as a homeless teenager influences how she works with at-risk kids.
We can't decide the trajectory of their lives based on what they're missing. That doesn't make sense. And that's what I really tuned into with the AVID system, is it sees those things as strengths.
Watch a video about Jeannie Greenidge and the people she's helped at keranews.org. Now, technology in operating rooms keeps changing, so to keep up, community colleges that train surgical technologists must evolve too. Bill Zeebel visited a surgical tech classroom to see what students are learning these days and why they'll find a good-paying job when they graduate.
A dozen El Centro College students are busy prepping their patient for surgery. Today's volunteer, T.M. Robert, eyes wide open, lies motionless under a sterile sheet.
This is one of our mannequins that we use.
This is Trauma Man
Bob.
Yeah.
Trauma Man Bob hangs out here all the time. He's in one of the college's 4 mock operating rooms in downtown Dallas. Belinda Allen is the director of El Centro's Surgical Technology Program. She explains today's lesson, gowning, gloving, and making sure everything is sterile.
We make it as real as possible, so when the students are in the role here, if they drop something and it's non-sterile, they have to go and get a new one.
It really is sterile, thanks to the steam sterilizer down the hall. Student Maddie Hutier stands next to the dummy Bob. She points out dozens of instruments.
Sponge holding forceps, you know, you have your lap bands here, your Raytech bands. This is a baby Richardson retractor. And see how here these two, they're the same thing, but they're just smaller.
Instructor Aisha Leshi, the program's clinical coordinator, remembers when El Centro didn't have the sterilizer or any of these instruments. When she graduated from here 27 years ago, Leshi only had pictures of the hand tools until she began clinical training.
My first appendicitis that I did, it was an open abdominal appendicitis. Now, we're taking out appendix with laparoscopy, minimally invasive, so that they can recover quickly and go back to work.
There's lots of work for students in this field. Workforce Solutions of Greater Dallas projects 1,500 jobs this year alone. Nationally, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects surgical tech jobs will grow rapidly, 15% through the year 2024. Community colleges in Tarrant and Collin counties also offer such programs. Surgical technologists are invaluable, says Sarah Altman. She's a surgeon and surgery instructor at UT Southwestern.
My main surgical technologist, Sandra, kind of knows what can be substituted in if a particular piece is missing. She knows what's like enough to be able to get by. And she also knows when it's a hard stop. And so, you know, it's a huge part of what allows me to be successful in what I do.
Back in El Centro's operating room, students check out the laparoscopy machine. Surgical technologists are responsible for keeping its tiny, state-of-the-art cameras and skinny wires working as they thread through a patient's blood vessels. About the only piece of surgical equipment not at El Centro is a robot. At more than $1 million, Belinda Allen says it's too pricey.
Every day, the robotic system is being used in more and more surgeries. Also, the minimally invasive versus the open procedures.
Many of these surgical technology students end up specializing in a field like OBGYN, orthopedics, or vascular surgery. Student Amanda Scott hasn't picked a specialty yet, but likes her job prospects no matter the focus. She says she can work anywhere in the country, and graduates with a 2-year associate's degree can quickly find jobs paying more than $40,000 a year.
I want to be a surgical tech because I like gross things, and I love helping people and being in the background.
Scott expects her new job will beat being the bartender she is now. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
The Dallas Cowboys have been the NFL's most valuable franchise for 11 years in a row, but the team now tops the global sports team rankings from Forbes magazine. Forbes says the Cowboys' value increased 14% in the last year to $4.8 billion. The average among NFL teams is more than $2.5 billion. And finally, a programming note, KERA will have live NPR coverage of President Trump's address to the United Nations. That begins at 9:30. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies with a high near 95. It's 77 in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth.